Morning Wake Up Early Bird Hour getting underway for your Thursday, the 16th day of July. This weekend, something cool going on. It's not something new, but boy, oh boy, is it ever growing. And it ties in our love for art and for design with, well, junk and garbage and scrap and recycling and going green and all the above. It's Scrap Fest in Lansing's historic Old Town. And to tell us more about it, you know, I say you could be the king of junk here, but when you're the assistant vice president for Friedland Industries, you kind of have that title. And Michael Bass is here along with David Such, who's, of course, with Such Video, and more appropriately here, the Old Town Commercial Association, and they represent Scrap Fest. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having
Welcome
us.
To have you here. So we'll start with you, Michael. What got your company into Scrap Fest?
Well, Scrap Fest was actually the brainchild of Dave Such, who I'm sitting next to from Such Video. He came to my dad and asked if we would be willing to participate and host a scrap art festival, and we thought that was great right from the beginning. We jumped at the chance to do it. And luckily it's evolved into a great event. You touch on a good point. See, the thing is, what some people might refer to as junk is actually kind of a derogatory term where we're at, because it's not, none of the material that we handle would be landfilled anyway.
Right.
But so it all goes out for remelt recycling.
You know, we just
anyway.
Try to keep
oh,
it in
yeah.
the, Mike,
oh,
we
yeah.
just try to keep it in the vernacular.
Oh,
here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But so, and that's partly what we do. You know, we try to turn the vernacular on its head and, you know, take what people think and turn it on its head. But so, you know, what's great is that this material can also be upcycled into art, which is, it's become a really great event.
So, David, you had the idea to do this, and now it's morphed and it's gotten bigger. When I attend some of the different traditional art festivals, like the East Lansing Fest and the one down at Ann Arbor, I'm seeing more and more booths where people are specializing in scrap art and commanding some pretty decent prices too for their creations. This is now growing, isn't it?
This is and we've been doing Scrap Fest now for 7 years. For me, it went back a lot farther than that. I had two brothers who. And that's where I originally got the idea for Scrap Fest. Two brothers who basically created art from scrap and would build these big pieces and throw them out in this farmer's cornfield. And when I moved my business from Okemos to Old Town in 1999, I saw this. I saw Friedland Industries yard, and I just saw this as, man, fertile ground.
There it is.
And it, I mean, these pieces are just. I mean, it. To this day, it amazes me the pieces that these guys create with 500 pounds of scrap. It's amazing.
Now, you have rules for the people who compete for honors in Scrap Fest. So Michael, what about the rules here? Because you can't just take anything. And there's a time limit too. So explain that.
Right. Well, it's usually about 15 to 20 teams, and they get an hour to pick up to 500 pounds of metal out of our plant, and then they get 2 weeks to make a sculpture, and then those sculptures are then placed, you know, first, second, third in people's choice, and then they're also auctioned off right in Old Town. And, you know, we have baskets that we have at Friedland and then rolling tipper bins that people can go around the yard, and we actually take the pile and spread it around so that people can get access to it. And of course, we have staff on hand so that if they see something at the top of a pile somewhere, we can use a crane to get it for them and whatnot. But yeah, they have to wear closed-toe shoes and safety glasses and everything.
All
like
the important stuff.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Right. So kids come by. I bet kids think this is pretty cool.
Oh yeah.
Because you know, you think of, you know, the animated films and stuff that comes to life and whatever. And I would bet the kids, even for grown-ups, if you could do it in a safe way, get items that aren't going to hurt you, but letting kids put together, even with pieces of scrap, that you get pretty creative with it and you inspire another generation.
Absolutely. I think that's one of the things that we're excited about this year particularly is because it's the first year that Scrap Fest is its own event. And so
usually it was tied to the Festival of the Sun and Moon.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And so this time, really, the activities that are on the side of Scrap Fest are going to be, I think Reach Art Studio is going to have a presence there, and they're going to be doing children's activities and helping kids build stuff, you know, from scrap. There's another. There's a few others.
Yeah, Kate Gosgrove is actually doing a mural with bottle caps, I believe.
That's right.
So, really?
Yeah. There's,
they got it for you.
She's been going through my trash thing at the bottle cap. Okay, there's darn it. David, how does this help Old Town?
This helps Old Town in a couple of ways. Well, in a few ways. It number one brings art to the community, and it, it's a free event, so people can come down with their kids, with their families, or on their own, and into Old Town and look at this art and the amazing things that these sculptors have done. It also makes money for it raises funds for Old Town and the revitalization and the sustainability of that that environment. And if you've ever been to Old Town or been following it over the last few years, it's grown phenomenally, and it has really taken on a whole life of its own. It's a destination. And
and you guys' businesses are intertwined with that, and your lives are, your families, and everything else. What's the day and time? Again, give us the exact parameters for that.
Okay, so Friday we kick off at 6 o'clock. The sculpture pieces will be out there starting around in the afternoon sometime, so you can wander down and take a look at that for sure. But the festival itself kicks off at Friday at 6, goes till 10. And then again on Saturday, it starts up at noon and goes to 10 as well. And there's live music, food, beverages, that kind of thing.
And scrap. And cool scrap.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a chance to get a look. And for some people to get a look around it, you know, in the environs with Friedland, too. Which,
oh, sure.
A lot of people don't. You know, you've been there forever and ever. But something people drive by, and so they get a chance to do that as well.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. We're kind of tucked away in a corner. But when people come for a tour, which we're open to all the time, we're happy to have them.
So. Michael Bass, Vice President, Friedland Industries, David Such here with Such Video and the Old Town Commercial Association. Good luck with Scrap Fest, a standalone.
Thank you.
For this year and hopefully many years to come.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I should say Michael Bass, Assistant Vice President. Get all the titles straight. I won't use the word junk overall. Well, at least not too much. More coming up. Morning Wake Up, 1320 WILS.